I didn't actually faint. I got laid out.
There is a difference, you know.
Yes,
I know. One is glamorous, the other is frankly brutish.
Well, this one is one of the most embarrassing things that ever happened to me, actually. I was coming out of Bristol, and we're trying to hitchhike a lift home, and
No, so coming out of Bristol makes it sound like there's a swing door on Bristol. Anyway, go on then.
Right, so I'm walking past this fish and chip shop, and there's a Mini. And sitting in the passenger seat of this Mini is this woman with a very, very short skirt on.
So I
was walking past the car, as to, looking back behind it. And next thing I know, I wake up on the pavement, surrounded by people who were just having hysterics.
You didn't feel the blow, if I could use such a phrase.
Well, I felt a blow, and then the next thing is I'm surrounded by people clutching bags of chips, falling about laughing. I thought I must have been clocked by a boyfriend or something, but what it turned out to be was that I walked straight into a parking meter. Outside the chip shop.
While attempting to actually confirm the flash, is that right?
Right, absolutely right, yeah.
I see. I mean, let's face it, there's no getting around the thing. It is one of the most agonising decisions a male has to make, how long he takes to confirm a flash. I mean, however long you take, it seems like your eyes are on slow motion.
And
there's this radar that women have that they can just hone in, like so much ecstasy, on the very moment. The very moment the eyes... I mean, how long does this actually take? Hang on. Oh, less than a second, I'd have said. And yet, that less than a second, you're met with the steely gaze of someone saying, oh, drawers are that fascinating to you, are they? You say, no, look, I'm a reconstructed man. I'm not actually like that, but, you know, it's kind of irresistible. I don't know.
I can't help it.
I can't help it. This doesn't, of course, match with my own story, which doesn't involve a flash.
Right.
But it does involve, I told this the other week, but I do love this story. Being in New York and walking up the avenues of the Americas backwards, or Sixth Avenue, as it's known, but just because I'm trying to get the right photograph. And I kind of say, oh, look at that, and there's the, I think it's the Flower District just down by there. And I just took a few paces backward while I admired this. I thought, you know, trying to visualise with a third eye. Here I am in New York. What a shot this must be. And I'm walking a few steps backward. And a lot of the restaurants have fir trees outside them over there. All year round, conical fir trees, about 5 or 6 foot high. And I backed into this fir tree, amongst, I was with other people as well, span around, because it felt like a person. Put both my arms round it, and we graceful as stately as a stallion, sank slowly to the floor with me hugging this tree. But worse than that, as my friend pointed out, I apologised to the tree. I actually went, oh, sorry, and carried on. And we both went over while I hugged it, and remained on the floor with my legs around the pot and my arms around the actual tree. Stood it up, of course, put all the earth back in it. But, so I can't ever have planned to have passed out, although God knows I tried at that particular point. I'll send you something for your meter-stroke-flash story, because you did admit you could have said you were looking at a burning building, but it was, in fact, a burning sun.